Phil Scarce is the son of Sergeant Herman Scarce, a World War II Pacific War veteran. Phil is a graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and a graduate of the Middle Tennessee State University Writer's Loft program. His new book, Finish 40 and Home, The Untold World War II Story of B-24s in the Pacific, is the definitive account of the early days of the Pacific Theater in World War II, when young American airmen flew the longest and most perilous bombing missions of the war. The audiobook is narrated by Danny Campbell. Welcome, Phil Scarce.
Thank you so much, Alan. I appreciate this opportunity.
And thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Before we talk about the book itself, could you please just give us a little background on how you came to the subject? It's obviously very personal, but we'd love to hear the story.
Well, it is a very personal story. My father served as a radio operator and gunner on a bomber in the Pacific in World War II. And when I was young, he told me his stories, and I was the only one that he shared his stories with, and it occurred to me somewhere along the line that I needed to preserve what he shared with me for my son and my daughter and for generations to come. So this book started as just my effort to write down and to keep what my father shared with me. And it just grew from there as I tried to put things into context and added to the story. It just grew, and today we have this book.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you went through a writer's program, but had you been a writer previously, or interest in that all your life?
Yes, I've always written. I wrote for my high school newspaper. I've had some articles published here and there, journals and so forth, but this is my first book.
Mm-hmm. And you did a lot of research as well. Which archives did you consult for this?
The Air Force Historical Research Agency is the Air Force archives at Maxwell Air Force Base, and they have a wealth of material there. And I spent a great deal of time there. Actually, on one visit, my father and I both went there and pored through some of their records. Also, the National Archives at College Park were a great resource for me.
Mm-hmm. And so why do you call this an untold story?
There just isn't a book out there that talks about the bomber offensive in the early years of World War II. And I learned that as I heard my father's stories, and I tried to find books on this subject. The books just aren't out there. You can find books about naval operations in the Pacific. You can find books about the marine invasions of Tarawa or Iwo Jima. There's a wealth of material out there about the conflict in the Pacific, unless you're interested in the bomber offensive in the early years of the war. You can find books about the bomber offensive once B-29 started operating from the Marianas against the Japanese home islands. But this book, I think, fills a void because it does talk about the early years of the bomber offensive in the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. And can you just set the scene for us? What years are we talking about? Types of planes and what was their mission exactly?
Well, this book starts when my father joins the Army Air Corps. He joined the Army Air Corps just a couple of weeks after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. And it takes him through training, and he finally goes overseas to Hawaii in February of 1943. And their first missions are flown from a tiny little island called Funafuti against a Japanese-held island called Nauru in the spring of 43. And the book follows them from that point all the way through January 1945, when my father finally finished his 40 missions. And the role of their bombing campaign was primarily to soften targets that the Marines would ultimately invade, or to suppress airfields that American forces bypassed in order to deny the Japanese the opportunity to fly their aircraft from those runways or from those islands to attack American forces elsewhere. So it was those two primary missions, to suppress, bypass airfields, and also to soften targets for a future invasion.
And the audiobook comes along with a PDF bonus that has a lot of very interesting pictures. And the crews look like interesting, colorful characters. Can you tell us about a couple of the folks that you talk about in the book?
Some of these guys really were characters, and it was a pleasure to get to meet some of them. I got to meet Joe Deasy, who was my father's first pilot and was a commander of the 42nd Bomb Squadron. Just a fine man, excellent leader, great sense of humor, and at the same time, just a very humble man. He told me, with respect to the way he treated his crew, he said, "I relied on them to know what their jobs were. I just flew the airplane. I just knew how to fly the airplane." I met Jack Yankus down in Tempe, Arizona, and interviewed him. Jack Yankus was my father's best buddy during the war years, and Jack Yankus was a big man with a big smile and a great laugh, and he was able to tell me stories about my dad that I could have gotten from no other source and really enriched the character of the book. I actually got my father and Jack Yankus together on the telephone 60 years after they had last seen each other, and my mother told me that it was like my dad was 17 years old again. Just wonderful experiences for me during the course of researching this book.
Yes. And so obviously this is a wonderful way to preserve the heroism of these folks, your dad and his mates there. What do you hope that readers and listeners of the audiobook will ultimately take away from this story?
Well, I hope that, first of all, I hope that it honors the men who served in this capacity. And I hope that it also will preserve their stories, and for the sake of the men, especially, I think of some of these veterans whose eyesight may be dimming, maybe aren't able to read the written text. I'm just excited that this audiobook will be available to them. They can hear the stories, and they can share them with their families, and it'll be preserved for the future and for generations to come.
And do you yourself listen to audiobooks, either historical or otherwise?
I do sometimes. I am an avid reader. I do read primarily, but sometimes if I'm traveling, I will find an audio book or I'll check one out from the library and enjoy it as I'm driving.
And as I said earlier, the audio book is narrated by Danny Campbell. What will you be listening for in his performance of the story?
Well, it'll be very interesting to me just to hear it read by someone other than me. So I'm excited just to hear his inflection and to hear his delivery of my story. So again, I'm very grateful to have this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Phil Scarce, author of Finish 40 and Home, The Untold World War II Story of B-24s in the Pacific. It's available on Tantor.com. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Alan.